We had some voicemails roll in from you, the listeners and the watchers. We're going to tackle some of those. David and I are going to give our biggest takeaways following the Week 7 victory against the Chicago Bears. And we're going to revisit the Chicago Bears because there's a sickness in the air and it's something to keep an eye on. All that coming up here on Locked On Bucs.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up and welcome to the Locked On Bucs podcast. And thank you for making Locked On Bucs your first listen or first watch every day. Remember, the Locked On Bucs is now on YouTube. Make sure you check out the channel over there. Subscribe. I am James Yarko, joined as always by David Harrison. You can find everything that we are doing over at BucsNation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JYarko_Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks_Nation. David, I think I pointed to the wrong direction of the screen. I still don't know how this works. There's like,
I don't either. I got it that time, but it's very rare that I get it on the first try. Yeah. Thanks again out there for Bucks Nation, Bucks fans, for making Locked On Bucks your first listener, your first watch every day. Today, like James said, we're going to talk about an illness that Chicago decided to breeze into Tampa, Florida this last weekend, unintentionally, of course. I don't want to make any accusations. Bucks Nation, you guys left us some voicemails. We're going to get through three of them today, and then I have confidence that James and Evan are going to get through some more tomorrow on WTSP Wednesday as Evan Klosky of 10 Tampa Bay joins him for their weekly roundup conversation. And we're going to get to our takeaways following the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win. That's putting it nicely. One of our callers puts it less nicely over Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. But first, James, before we start talking, let's hear from Kevin out in West Virginia.
Good morning, James and David. It's Kevin calling on a beautiful Monday morning after that Bucs comprehensive victory over the Chicago Bears, just with a couple of observations. Observation number one about Mr. Kennedy. I'm so glad he gave up that ball. That lets me know he's a true Bucs fan and he understands what we're seeing here is exceptional and rare. It is a privilege, an absolute privilege to root for this team, to pull for them. What they're doing is pretty spectacular. And I'm so happy for guys like Ali Marpet and Donovan Smith and Mike Evans, who have been through some lean years. We've all been through some lean years. And I think that when you pull for a team like this, when you make it part of your life, you understand what it means to have enduring loyalties. To have those loyalties rewarded this year is pretty spectacular. Regarding the game, great fun, good to watch. I am very concerned about what's coming up, though. I feel like the Saints are where the Bucs are where the Bucs are going to be after the bye in the coming weeks with their starters coming back. They're getting healthy. You know that the Superdome is going to be on fire. You know, Jameis is... He's going to be licking his fingers, doing all sorts of Jameis stuff come that game. But we'll address that in the days to come. I appreciate all you guys do. Thanks for everything. And again, that's just all really. Take a moment.
Kevin, thank you so much for the call. And since you brought it up, you were happy that Byron gave the football back. It was reported by Greg Allman of The Athletic and Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times, basically simultaneously. The official haul that Byron Kennedy got for that football. David, I know you wrote about this for Bucs Nation, but this is what Kennedy got. So he got two signed jerseys and a helmet from Brady. He got a signed Mike Evans jersey and Evans game-worn cleats. He got the $1,000 gift card to the team store, and he got two season passes for the next two seasons, in addition to the replacement game ball that he got at the game. I think that's a good deal.
Yeah, I don't care what Jim Nantz or Tony Romo think. I think he got a very good reward. And, I mean, I don't know if that's like the end of what Brady is going to give him, because, I mean, Brady himself said he's going to get some nice stuff or whatever, and that may be it. That may not be it. I don't know. Either way, that's good enough for me. And you referenced the article that I wrote for BucsNation.com. Yeah, I did write it up. I mean, call it an article, really. It's just kind of a write-up, a collection of the events that happened and kind of a recap of it. But really, the point was to generate some discussion. We got some good conversation going. Some people getting a little angry with each other for disagreeing on what they would have done with the ball. But, I mean, hey, that's how human beings work, right? what I'm happy about, James, because I wrote in the column that if that were me, it's sitting in the stands, and you've known me for a little while, so I think that you can back me up on this. Like, had I gotten the ball and realized what ball that was number 600, which, I mean, some fans probably didn't even know that was 600. That's fine. As a fan, you don't have that responsibility to know that kind of stuff. If I knew what that ball was, I would have sought out a team player, a security guard, or so. I would have been looking for somebody to say, hey, they're going to want this ball. You're going to want this ball, guys, and give it back. And if I got a reward for it, or some sort of token of appreciation from the franchise or the player, great. You know what I mean? But I would have given it back to him just for the amount of work that goes into doing something that amazing. And supported by humanity, encouraged in humanity, James, as of right now, 45% of Buccaneers fans that have voted on the poll, their Bucs Nation, agree they either would have given it back, no reward necessary, or returned it for similar to what Kennedy got. And this was written before this new information. So at the time, it was still the $1,000 gift card, another game ball, and then an autographed jersey. So, I mean, so I'm encouraged by the percentage of voters that chose the same package or even less potentially.
Well, and I'll throw this out real quick before we move on. Kennedy was on NFL Network with Andrew Siciliano, and Siciliano was trying to goad him a little bit. And he was like, mm-hmm. This is your opportunity. Tell everyone what you really, truly want. And he goes, really? I want to play a round of golf with Tom Brady. That's it. I would be so happy just to play 18 holes with Tom Brady. And I'm like, that would be the coolest thing ever. Be like, Tom, you get your dad. I'm going to get my dad. We're going to grab a couple of carts. We're going to get some avocado tequila. We're going to go play 18. Let's have a good time.
And honestly, it may be as simple as the next Arians Family Foundation golf outing that they have in the offseason. Byron gets a free entry or an invite, at least a minimum, whatever it takes to go out there. And then he gets to play with, he gets to play with BA and Tom potentially. So yeah, super, super happy for Byron. His tweet of that moment has exploded as expected. Really? His Twitter has probably exploded. And I mean, look, everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame, they say. And if that's his 15 minutes of fame, it's pretty good. It's a lot better than some people's 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, people like Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy's been famous for far too long because he's the worst coach in football. Let's go ahead and talk about that real quick.
He is, thanks to Adam Gase.
Yeah, that's a thing. Oh, man, Adam Gase. I'll bet Matt Nagy misses him. So just like Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans using chemical warfare to try to take down a Michigan quarterback, Justin Fields, former Ohio State Buckeye, uses his head coach.
Whoa. Certified yoga instructor with that reach, buddy.
The Buckeye Wolverine hatred is real. No, I'm obviously kidding. But in all seriousness, Matt Nagy did test positive for COVID on Monday. That, of course, comes less than 24 hours after he was in Raymond James Stadium. There was shakings of hands. There was interaction with players. So not only is it something that Bears fans have to keep an eye out for as far as who his close contacts were, which players might be affected, we now have to keep an eye on it on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers side in case there was any infection of Nagy to a player or a coach or anything like that. So something to monitor. Now, I know typically back in the old days, all that year ago, it usually took about 2 weeks for symptoms to start popping up and manifesting and all that. So the timetable would be if any players are infected and it takes that 2 week incubation period, that falls on their bye week, which works out kind of well, but it's certainly something to monitor moving forward after Matt Nagy tested positive.
Yeah. And of course that's worst case scenario. Hopefully everybody else is going to be fine. Obviously you already have a member of the Buccaneers coaching staff out for a COVID related situation. You don't know all the details there and we don't need to know all the details there, but it's just funny because this whole thing, the Green Bay Packers were missing some players due to COVID and had kind of a little mini COVID outbreak. And that potentially is where the Bears mini outbreak kind of started. Now potentially they're passing it to Tampa. And of course the Packers just played the Washington football team. So now the Washington football team could be next up on the list to get hit by that as well, which just goes to show you, James, that no drama can happen in the National Football League without the Washington football team being front and center.
True that. Yeah, Davante Adams not going to be available for Thursday night football against the undefeated Cardinals.
Yeah, thanks to Washington football team.
Way to go, Washington. Jeez, getting Gruden fired, getting...
It's COVID. The media circle, I tell you. It's just toxic.
All right. Well, something that is far more exciting and far more uplifting and far more beneficial to all of our listeners and viewers and their pockets is the Get Upside app. You know that you can make 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time you fill up. You just have to download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code TOUCHDOWN, and then you're going to get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore, especially when prices are skyrocketing. Get the cash back using Get Upside. Download the free app and use promo code TOUCHDOWN to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot, they're making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back. There's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime using your bank account, your PayPal. You can get an e-gift card for places like Amazon, other brands. You just have to download the free Get Upside app and use promo code TOUCHDOWN.
Back now for segment two here at the Locked On Bucks podcast. Thank you for making the Locked On Bucks podcast your first listen or your first watch every day. We are free. We are available on all platforms thanks to sponsors like Get Upside, but we're here thanks to fans like Manny out in Atmore.
What up, boys? Fire the cannons, baby. We're 6-1, man. I can't believe the last time I said that. I mean, geez, I'm in Atmore. This is Manny. This is Saints Nation, and I can't wait to play them next. But before we get to that, man, shoot, bro. Like, it was so sweet to see us beat the Bears after they made us look so incompetent last year. Man, what a game. I just loved it. You know, I don't know about you guys, but it definitely feels like we are finally finding our niche, even though we don't have all of our players back. I mean, this game really did feel like we're just kind of solidifying, you know, the whole team defense, offense, special teams and everything else. I don't know about you guys, but I thought it was hilarious how Jensen eventually got this dude kicked out of the game. They've been going at it all game. They've been like fighting and screaming at each other. And in the end, he got kicked out. He walked out of the game. That was beautiful. Yeah, man, I'm just excited. It could have been worse. My boy Howard, man, had Brady not overthrown, that would have been another touchdown. I mean, we just look fantastic, man. I'm really excited. I'm pumped. You know, again, we're 6-1, bro. We haven't been able to say that in years. You know, and, it just feels great, man. We need to enjoy it with the Super Bowl champs. Saints, I believe, are next. So, hey, I can't wait. I can't wait for the Saints, but let's just enjoy the Bears a little bit. God bless, boys.
Manny, thank you very much for the call. Look, you said you can't remember the last time you said that the Buccaneers were 6-1. That's because you've never said it. It's never happened before in the history of the franchise. So when you called in,
and sad all at the same time.
It is. So yeah, when you called in, that was the last time you said the Buccaneers were 6-1, because that was probably the first time you ever said the Buccaneers were 6-1.
And next week you'll get to say they were 7-1.
Oh, snap. I'm a little jealous that you get to do the crossover with Ross.
I kind of feel like maybe you should do it, because honestly, like, I don't have the burning hatred in me that a lot of people have against the Saints. So I don't know. It's going to be a lot of fun to get together with Ross. Of course, we've already got that scheduled to drop on Thursday. But James, yeah, everybody should be incredibly happy and honored, like Kevin said earlier, to watch this team. I mean, again, enjoy the good times, because Bucks fans know better than most fan bases. They don't last forever, right? We're going to get to our takeaways, and I didn't want everything to be roses, right? I was like, you know, there's got to be something. And even Bruce Arians said it was like the most complete game they've ever played and all those things. But there's always room for improvement. There's always somewhere to grow. And that's where I found my first takeaway. And James, that is that Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, made a mistake on Sunday in not benching his starters earlier. And I'm talking like halftime. I mean, I actually tweeted during halftime, Gabbert season, you know, hashtag Gabbert SZN. And I think I also tweeted hashtag Vaughn season. I just went crazy with the hashtag seasons with the cool SZN version of them, because I do. I believe that, listen, this is like the most nitpicky of nitpicking things I could come up with from this game, is that Bruce Arians didn't bench the starters enough when none of the starters got injured, except for, I guess, Dee Delaney, if you consider him a starter. But we were already kind of stretching, calling Richard Sherman a starting cornerback on this team. So Dee Delaney, I already covered that yesterday in my player of the game being Todd Bowles. That's right. If that shocks you, go listen to yesterday's episode. You'll see the justification, or hear the justification there. But listen, in all seriousness, I feel like Bruce Arians a little bit, you know, kind of rolled the dice, and no Rissi, no Biscay. You can't coach scared and all those things. And I completely agree. But this NFC is very stacked right now. I mean, you've got the Arizona Cardinals who are undefeated. You have the Buccaneers with one loss, the Green Bay Packers with one loss, the Dallas Cowboys with one loss, the Los Angeles Rams with one loss. Listen, the top five seeds in the NFC, James, would be the number one seed in the AFC. Like, talking about the Western and Eastern conferences of the NBA back in, you know, in the last 10 years or so, this is literally the biggest divide between conferences that I remember. And I mean, I haven't been around forever, and I haven't been covering the game as closely as I have for the last, you know, 7-8 seasons. But the fact that the Cincinnati Bengals, who are number one in the AFC right now, which is just amazing, by the way, shout out to Joe Burrow, they would be the sixth seed in the NFC.
Yeah. Like,
that's crazy to me. You know what I mean? So that is how stacked the NFC is this year. So I kind of think when you're looking at that, and it's early in the season, so let's say there is an injury, let's say somebody tweaks it, it's also like a torn ACL, you're going to get that player back. You know what I mean? And I got that. But I just kind of feel like there was a certain point where, if it's not at halftime, at least like one, maybe two drives into the third quarter, they had done pretty much everything they could do against Chicago Bears. I feel like then you should shut it down, start getting ready for New Orleans, you know what I mean, and do that. So, again, not so much a criticism, just like I would have done it differently if I were a Super Bowl multi-NFL head coach of the year type person who has multiple books written about him, but I'm not. That's my first takeaway from this game.
Now, I full disclosure, I expected it to happen. I'm texting my dad at halftime, and I said, you know what, I'm real sick of your receiver, because my dad has Mike Evans in fantasy. I was fighting for my fantasy life with Chris Godwin. I'm like, your receiver can share some of these touchdowns. And my dad responded with, all right, well, Chris can have them all in the second half. And my response was legitimately, it doesn't matter. All the starters are going to be sitting out in the second half.
No.
I did not expect them to play into the fourth quarter. You go back to last year, the Buccaneers were leading the Detroit Lions 34-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
Blaine Gabbert came out to start the second half. Like, and Gronk played two plays, scored a touchdown. He was gone. He was done.
Keyshawn Vaughn played, I think, pretty much the entire second half as well.
Right. Right. So I expected the same thing to happen here. The score's 35-3. Yeah. You're going to pull the starters. Like, okay, fine. Whatever. This one's in the bag. The Bears stink. The defense is all over Justin Fields. They can't complete a pass. Yeah, let's move it on. We're on to New Orleans, right? Mm-hmm. And so I don't disagree with your sentiment at all, especially with as snake bitten as they've been as with the injury bug. I would have been playing it a little bit safer. Again, my fantasy team thanks them for not doing that.
Yes.
It's also very frustrating that Tom Brady had 40 fewer passing yards and three more passing touchdowns than Lamar Jackson and only scored two more points.
That is frustrating.
Very upset about this. My takeaway, David. Right now today, I'm gonna start my takeaway by asking you a question. Right now today, who do you think the consensus NFL MVP is?
Like, in my opinion, or, well, the consensus NFL MVP right now is Kyler Murray.
Thank you. That's wrong. Cardinals. That's wrong. The MVP is Tom Brady. And I would be willing to concede that it may not be Tom Brady, but not for Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray on the season, 2,002 passing yards, 17 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Tom Brady, 2,275 yards, 21 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He is on pace now to throw for 5,000, 525 yards, 51 touchdowns with 7 interceptions. That would be a career high in passing yards, a career high in passing touchdowns at 44 years old. And again, we go back, David, we've been talking for weeks. What other team can deal with all the injuries that this team has dealt with and still win games? And the answer's always been none, right?
Especially in the secondary. I mean, especially with the concentration. Scott Smith actually kind of opened my eyes to that when I talked to him about how there are so many other NFL teams also going through a rash of injuries. And that's true. But he admitted, and he said, like, it feels like it's bigger because it's so focused in one position group. Absolutely. And yeah, and the way I look at this is, it's like the LeBron argument in the NBA. You know, the MVP award has become more of a social media award than it is an actual legitimate sports achievement award. And I don't like it. There are some instances where this MVP award, especially in the NBA, gets skewed. And it's like, well, Russell Wilson never won it before. He's had all these triple doubles. So let's give it to him, even though his team with his triple doubles, not a very good team. Like, how, you know what I mean? But LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, when he was still playing, rest in peace, legitimately, you take either of those guys off their team, and they're a lottery pick team every single year. You put them on the team, and they're challenging for championships, except for the Jeremy Lin Lakers, which we don't talk about that, and the Kobe Chronicles, because it didn't exist. Tom Brady, same thing. If you put Tom Brady in the Arizona Cardinals, guess what? They're still undefeated. If you put Kyler Murray with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now, with this depleted secondary, they're 3-3, 4-2 at best, and they definitely aren't 4-2 running away with some of these wins. So, yeah, Tom Brady absolutely right now is the MVP in the National Football League.
Yeah, the MVP has evolved into who is the quarterback of the best team.
Yeah, the best record.
Right. And that's not always the case, but you're 100% right. You remove Tom Brady from this roster as it is. You can replace him with Kyler Murray. You can replace him with Joe Burrow. You can replace him with Derek Carr or whoever else, Aaron Rodgers. They're not 6-1.
Yeah.
Maybe with Aaron Rodgers they might be. But he's able to lift the team up and overcome a lot of these injuries and a lot of these deficiencies with what he's doing. That, by definition, makes him the most valuable player in the NFL and the only one that I would be willing to concede to get MVP over Tom Brady through 7 weeks of the season is Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is next level right now. He's got, David, we're 7 games into the season. The dude has 869 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's a Madden character. He's a creature player. And he had as many passing touchdowns against Kansas City Chiefs defense as Taylor Heineke did for the Washington football team. So that's fun.
He had more passing touchdowns in week 7 than Patrick Mahomes.
That's true as well. A lot of Derrick Henry love out there in the world. And yeah, I mean, it's hard for running backs to get it, but he actually might arguably be the most valuable player in the NFL because, again, absolutely, the Titans without Derrick Henry, I mean, hello, Detroit Lions. Like, honestly, like, that's probably what it is. But whatever it is, whoever's going to win is going to win. Our lamenting is not going to change anything, but we can fight the good fight just like we do, James, every weekend on betonline.ag. I took it on the chin this weekend, dropped my bank 12 solid dollars, but I will be back next weekend and I will be doing it with betonline.ag because they are back and they're better than ever with an improved web interface. They make it extremely easy for me to lose my money. I will tell you that. Super user friendly, especially with all the props, odds, and more lines than ever before. Basketball is back, so that's fun for my bank account. I can also get in on that action along with the football action. If you want to as well, hopefully you do better than I do, get over to betonline.ag using your desktop or your mobile device, sign up. And when you make your first deposit, use the promo code Locked On. You'll get yourself a 50% welcome bonus. Whether you're looking for basketball, football, baseball, NHL, boxing, and UFC, write down your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait. Take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline.ag is the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet online, where the game starts. Just to be clear, I'm losing because I'm rolling the dice on a lot of parlays right now. I'm having a lot of fun with them. That's why I'm losing some of my money. My picks are solid, guys. We tweet our picks every week. If I was just betting my picks, I would definitely be in the green. Just throwing that out there.
Parlay, hey, you go big or you go home. And yeah, let me tell you, from personal experience, when that parlay hits, it's a good
feeling. It's worth it.
All right. This episode is also brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. Why do you need to endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer? While choosing the only brands that their warehouse happens to carry, you have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts at a chain store or a dealership? Don't do that. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. Their prices are reliably low. Whether you are a professional or a do-it-yourselfer, they have everything you could possibly need, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today. Find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Just write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Wrapping things up here on a Takeaway Tuesday edition of the Locked On Bucks podcast. James Yarko, David Harrison. I'm still getting used to the camera thing. It's so weird because it's inverted here and then it's inverted there and it's all mixed up. But we're on Twitter at @JYarko_Bucks, at @DHarrison82. You can check us out on YouTube, subscribe over there, and you can watch me still continue to try to figure out how cameras work. But I'll tell you what does work, and that is our listeners calling in to the voicemail line. We always appreciate it. Let's hear from our good buddy Austin in Alabama.
Hey, boys, it's Austin from Flat Rock, Alabama. And Sunday was a great game. Sorry I'm calling in late, but Sunday was a great game. We took the Bears and took them to Pine Time for a big 38-3 win. Bucks look pretty good. Defense needs to get healthy. And once this team gets healthy, we're going to be really, really good. And thank goodness it's time for the Saints week. Nothing more would end a good Halloween Sunday is beating the crap out of the Ain't No Way Saints is going to beat the Buccaneers. Hashtag sorry, Jameis Winston. Let's go, boys. Fire them cannons.
Austin, thank you very much for the call. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Jameis Winston's a Saint. He can lose every game for all I care. That's a division rival. And yeah, I apologize for nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, my second takeaway plays right into Austin's call, and that is the Buccaneers cannot lose focus. All right, they're dealing with all the injuries. They're dealing with coaches with COVID. Now they're dealing with Matt Nagy having COVID, and they got to monitor their situation, and they are 1 week away from the bye, when they can start to get some of these guys healthy, start to get some of these guys back. But you have to keep your eye on the prize. And that prize right now, this week, is a matchup against the New Orleans Saints in their house on Halloween. The Buccaneers are 6-1 for the first time in franchise history. But the nonsense has already started on social media. Saints fans running at the mouth, talking about, you know, they're still the king of the division until they're not, and the Buccaneers still can't beat them in the regular season because regular season victories. Not sure if you knew this, David. Regular season victories over a division rival are more important than playoff victories over a division rival. Fun fact, just learned that.
Only when you don't win division or playoff games against division rivals.
Right, of course, of course. So the Bucs can't. They can't lose their focus. They have to continue to prepare and do what they've been doing for most of the year. There's been some slip-ups, but they have to go into New Orleans prepared to absolutely dominate. It needs to be more dominant than how they played the Bears. Absolutely rip the soul out of Sean Payton's body, look him dead in the eyes and say, hey, this is my division now. It's over for the Saints. Absolutely put a needle in their little voodoo hearts. You cannot afford to head into the bye week losing to the New Orleans Saints.
I disagree. I mean, you want to win, obviously, but if you lose, it's whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, I mean, I enjoy the heat and I enjoy the energy. It's, a lot of Cam Jordan slander coming very, very shortly. My final takeaway, James, for today's episode is about our guy, Chris Godwin. I talked yesterday on the episode about who we were going to bless for this upcoming week. Again, we mentioned the defense a couple weeks ago about how well they've been doing rallying around all the injuries, and they've only gotten better. We mentioned OJ Howard. He balls out. We mentioned Rojo and Keyshawn Vaughn. And not only do they get on the field, but they look like backup running backs who did really well for a period of time. We mentioned Chris Godwin on the show. He gets a touchdown. He gets three figures in the receiving yards box. So we're going to run it back this weekend against the New Orleans Saints. Chris Godwin, there are two franchise milestones within reach for Chris Godwin, and they're not franchise records, but I mean, give the guy a break. It's his fourth season in the National Football League. But right now, Chris Godwin has 27 career touchdown receptions, falling just behind Joey Galloway, who had 28 with the Buccaneers, Cam Brait, who has 29, and obviously currently could add to that total as well. And then Kevin House, who finished his time with the Buccaneers with 31. So, I mean, I don't know if four touchdowns is really something you should expect from a wide receiver, especially one on this team. But I kind of stopped it at four. I was like, four is within reach, but really 28, 29, more in reach that Chris Godwin could potentially climb up the ladder just a little bit there. In receptions, however, he's currently tied for seventh in franchise history with Kevin House. So his next reception gives him sole possession of number seven, and then he is 12 receptions away from tying Keyshawn Johnson. And the further Keyshawn Johnson can go down that list, the happier I will be.
So what we're all rooting for this coming week is 13 receptions and four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns. That'd be amazing, especially for a fantasy team. Chris Godwin career high so far against New Orleans Saints, seven catches and two touchdowns. Not in the same game necessarily, but seven catches is the most catches he's had against New Orleans Saints. Two touchdowns in one game is the most he's had in one single game. So definitely would be career highs against his division, right? But hey, look, you want to exercise some demons. You want to voodoo some voodoo. I don't know much about voodoo, so I'm just going to use it twice. Surpassing those career highs against the division rival would certainly help out.
Yes, Chris Godwin, do that voodoo that you do so well. And poof, we have the Locked On Bucks blessing heading to Chris Godwin in week number 8. David, that is going to do it for us. Thank you to Kevin, Manny, and Austin for your voicemails. Make sure you keep them coming. I guess there's a couple more that I will be able to get to with Evan Klosky coming up on tomorrow's episode of WTSP Wednesday on the Locked On Bucks podcast. But thank you for making the Locked On Bucks podcast your first listen or first watch every day. For your second listen, make sure you're checking out the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson give you the expert NFL analysis in less than 30 minutes. It is free and available on all platforms. You can send in your voicemails to 813-444-5841. Send us your emails to LockedOnBucksPodcast@gmail.com. Check out everything David and I are doing over at BucksNation.com. Follow along on Twitter @LockedOnBucks, @JRCO_Bucks, @DHarrison82, and @Bucks_Nation. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to one another. Thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.